HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Welcome Home, Stranger, a novel by Kate Christensen, performed by Exie Sands. For Brendan. Part 1. 1.
My mother died 2 days ago, or was it 3? My sense of time has been wonky ever since I got back from the Arctic. Long-term jet lag, sustained by too many 16-hour days, transcribing my notes, writing on deadline. I know she died in the evening, or maybe late afternoon, because I was still at work, and the sun had just set, when I got off the phone with my sister, and went out into the parking lot to wander around, in shock, staring at the trees and the headlights on Annapolis Avenue beyond the fence. What do you do when your mother dies? You get on a plane and go home. I catch my breath as I buckle myself into my booked last-minute middle seat, wishing I could shrinky-dink myself into a pellet of inert, non-sentient organic matter and roll passively around the synthetic upholstery until the ground cleaning crew plucks me up and throws me away with the rest of the flight's detritus. My head feels like it's on fire. The skin on my face is giving off enough therms to liquefy a glacier. My brain is shorting out and sparking at random. I stayed at the office all night to finish my final edits, alone in a pool of fluorescence in the wee hours, my brain lit up like a casino, with that familiar ceaseless high crystal ringing of slot machines in my inner ear. Tinnitus. I filed my piece just before 8 this morning. I drove my rattletrap Hyundai through rush hour traffic from Fort Meade to my condo in Foggy Bottom to throw some things into a roller bag, and then got back into my car and crawled to Dulles, caught in a collision-caused clusterfuck of looky-loos. I arrived panting at the gate exactly in time to board my flight, not 1 minute to spare. My jeans are flecked with lint, my eyes are gritty, my teeth scuzzy, my hair a cloud of chaos. Even the protective glass face of my smartphone is greasy with fingerprints and smeared gunk. I look and feel exactly like what I am, a middle-aged, childless, recently orphaned, menopausal workaholic journalist. At least the people on either side of me seem to be minding their own business. People do, these days, these polarized days of communal dwelling in private virtual worlds. I dart my eyes to the aisle seat on my left and behold tattoos on plump bone-white forearms, the iridescent peacock dye streaking punk-cut hair, gender not exactly indeterminate, gazing into an iPhone plugged into earbuds. They used to call themselves baby dykes, I remember, with sudden fond nostalgia for both the term and the concept. I imagine this person might find the term offensive, along with all the rest of my outmoded Gen X slang habits and attitudes. On my right is a late 60-something lady wearing a tailored pink button-down shirt with khaki slacks, reading glasses, short iron-gray hair, a thick paperback in her tidy, trim lap. Cape Elizabeth or Falmouth. The inside of her skull like a stationery store. Everything neatly in its bin. No mess, no dust. She makes me think of my fourth-grade teacher, Mrs. Marengo, who told me to stop wasting time chattering with my friends and focus more on my schoolwork. To this day, I thank her for slapping me awake at the age of 9, setting my life on its course. A flight attendant marches down the aisle, whacking overhead bin doors shut. She doesn't tell us to put our phones in airplane mode. They don't care anymore. The phones have won. I close my eyes and lean my head back as the plane takes off, exhaling a stream of pent-up breath. I feel as if there's a wick in my scalp, sucking up oil and igniting into pure fire. Lower levels of estrogen and progesterone sending my temperature regulation systems into disarray. My hypothalamus demanding heat in a paradoxical effect to cool me down. It's the same process that's occurring on a global scale. I feel the way the planet must feel. Stressed, toxic, out of control. I turn on the overhead air nozzle and aim the hard, cool stream at my scalp. Cool down the poles, that's how you fix it. And slip into the human equivalent of airplane mode, a long, blank time. The white roar of the engines mutes the shit show I left behind me, as well as the shit show I'm flying toward. Eyes closed, I hang suspended in this calm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?